You never know what someone's going through that they are not speaking about, and it might be deeper than you think. And you just recognizing them, even though you may not be the one they ultimately talk to about it, that could be enough to keep them from, again, doing something that you wouldn't want them to do to themselves if it's a person who you care about.
StayAllDay.com. Free's exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has, relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative, which is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques, all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is client committed suicide. This one is not a metaphor. This actually happened. I am going to talk about this here today. I'll give you enough of the backstory that you get the point, and then I'm going to get into the points in a moment. But before we start, let me remind you all two things. First of all, daily motivation text that I send out every single day, guaranteed to have you focus sharp and on point. It's called Daily Motivation. I send one out every week called the Monday Motivation. Does the same thing. You can get these by being in my text community by texting me at my number 305-384-6894. Once we get that running again, which will be soon, then you'll be getting those messages as they go out on a regular basis straight to your phone. Secondly, Work on Your Game University. That is the place where I do all my coaching. That's the place where you can work with me directly. That's the place where we can get to focusing on specifically on your situations based on our frameworks, based on you having me as your direct coach. You do that by going to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That is the only way to get to working with me directly, is again at workonyourgameuniversity.com. We have a very eclectic group of people who we work with there in the university. So you don't need to be from a specific background. You don't need to be working in a specific industry. We have people who have online businesses, offline businesses, people in the financial space, people transitioning from the military, transitioning athletes, people with brick and mortar businesses, people with food businesses, people with clothing businesses, very wide range, because again, my superpower is my ability to break things down and insightfully look at things and then explain them in a way that makes sense to where we can get actionable strategies, systems, and of course, make things work the way they're supposed to work so that you can perform, do so consistently, and make more money in your business. That's what we help people do. So you don't need to be in a certain industry to want to perform, be consistent, and make money. So go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That out the way, getting into this topic, a client committed suicide. Now, again, this is not a metaphor. This really did happen. A client of mine really did commit suicide. About by the time you all are hearing this, this probably have been a couple months ago. And this episode is going to be slightly different than most of the episodes that I do here on this show, as this one is, as I said, about a real situation that is not a joke type of situation. It is something that occurred to a real person who has now passed away. Now, this member, who was a member of Work on Your Game University, found out, I will say it was a female, that she took her own life in early February of 2024. Now, I knew what she was going through at the time. She was going through some challenging situations. Specifically, she was going through a divorce with a child in between her and her estranged husband, a young child under the age of 10, between her and her estranged husband. And it was causing a lot of emotional and mental strife, maybe even more than she was letting on in her communication with me, given how things ended up. And there's a reason why I'm talking about this stuff, because this person was highly accomplished, highly decorated and highly accomplished in her field. Now, she worked in a medical space, as I told you, in Work on Your Game University. We have a very eclectic group of people. This is another one. This is a person who was a doctor, literally a doctor, worked in the medical space, had several honors, accolades, and distinctions to her name. A lot of accomplishments for being a very young individual. We had worked together for almost a year, and our last few communications were her telling me that she needed to postpone. She had postponed our last couple of coaching calls as we had scheduled a time to call. And she reached out to me and said, well, hey, I need to postpone this call because I'm feeling a little physically sick and I'm dealing with all this stuff from the divorce proceedings. I'm not really feeling up to doing a coaching call right now. So can we postpone this call? I said, sure, fine. Then we're supposed to have another call a couple of weeks later. She postponed that one based on the same situations. And we didn't set a new date for the next call. I finally reached out to her and said to her, hey, and it was a interesting amount of foreshadowing, I would say. I sent her a message and said, hey, are you still alive? I need to ask you, I want to know what we're doing. What are you going through? What are you dealing with? Let's get on a call. I mean, I'm literally your coach. If you're having a challenging time, then that's the time you're supposed to talk to me more, not talk to me less. I didn't say that in so many words, but I did reach out to her and I did say, hey, are you still alive? And she reached back. She did respond. And she said, hey, sorry about that. I've just been going through so many things, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not ready to schedule another call just now because she was going through all this stuff with the divorce proceedings. And she, of course, she had a divorce lawyer and all this stuff. And I guess she was leaning more into her family, her immediate family, like her parents and things like that at the time. And I guess she decided she didn't want to lean into dealing with me, literally her coach. And that was really the last time she responded back to me. Now, I did send a response back to her. I sent her a lengthy audio message via WhatsApp. It was about 7-8 minutes long, where I was explaining to her, like, yeah, sure, no problem to postpone the call. I understand you're going through stuff, et cetera, et cetera. But I didn't leave it at that because, again, I'm here for a specific reason. I messaged her and told her, listen, I am your hired help. I am here to help you through challenging situations. Now, she had not hired me because she needed help dealing mentally with her divorce. But when she hired me, she was already in the process of going through the divorce. So any of you who has gone through a divorce, and I was actually just talking to a neighbor of mine this morning. I saw her outside the building. She was walking her dog and we were just talking business for a minute. But I asked her what she's been up to because I'd seen her, but I hadn't had a conversation with her in about a month or two. And she said, I'm going to be getting divorced. And I could tell it was a challenging thing for her to even say out of her mouth, but she did tell me and we talked a little bit, not really about that, but about, you know, business and stuff like that. She was just asking me more about my stuff. I was asking her about her stuff. And any of you who has gone through a divorce or you are close to someone who has gone through a divorce, you understand, especially divorces that are not friendly divorces. Let's just put it that way. And this divorce that this client that I'm referring to and talking about here today, this was a not friendly divorce. They're barely communicating with each other. They're arguing over expenses, this person and going to the judge and saying, hey, this person owes back for these expenses that he's supposed to pay. And then he's not paying and he's trying to take his time and using the lawyers and the courts to delay things and not pay the money that he's supposed to pay and not, you know, paying the child support, not paying for the child care and all of these things. So this is a very acrimonious divorce proceeding that was going on. And I'm only hearing this third person. I'm just hearing it from one side of the conversation, of course, and we all know there are three sides to every story. One thing I bet they would both agree with, I never spoke to the estranged husband, but one thing I bet they would both agree with was that this was not a friendly divorce. This is not, from what I was hearing, this absolutely was not friendly, because why would someone frame it as being not friendly if it was? It wasn't. And this is one of the challenging challenges that was being endured by this person. And the last message I sent her, as I was saying, is that, yes, I understand you're going through a divorce. I understand it's a challenging time right now. What I had been helping her with was really getting her business stuff in place because she was doing some things outside of the direct medical space and taking her medical expertise and building a business around it. That's what I had been helping her with. And I said, well, listen, with these challenges that you're having with the divorce, get on a call with me. Let's talk so I can help you talk through this stuff so that you can better deal with it. Also, let's get your mind on something other than that, and let's continue to work on the things that we had been working on up to that point. Now, again, I wasn't offering her an alternative. This is why she came to me in the first place. And again, she was already going through a divorce when she came to me. So it's not like I just gave her this brand new idea. Hey, how about you start a business so you can forget about your divorce? No, she was already doing it. So I said to her, well, let's get to work on these things that we've been working on, that we've been talking about, so you can put yourself in the position that you are better equipped to deal with all this stuff that you're already dealing with. Because again, any of you who has dealt with a divorce, you know that it can be costly. The winning party in every divorce is always the lawyer. It is never the estranged husband or the estranged wife. It is the lawyers. The lawyers win in every divorce. That's who's making all the money. And the court systems, I guess, because the courts get money, the lawyers get money, and then both partners end up getting screwed in the situation one way or another, or at least they feel like they're being screwed. So any of you who is in a relationship now, a committed relationship, is cheaper to stay in it. Let's just put it that way. Or if you're going to break up, do it amicably. If it's not going to be amicable, stay together. And that's a tongue-in-cheek thing. But this is the serious thing that I'm talking about. So she had postponed a couple calls. Again, she said she was physically sick. She had all this stuff going on with the divorce. Now, mind you, this is a woman who was in her early 30s. Her daughter was under the age of 10. And that last message, I had told her that, hey, I'm here to help you. That's the reason why I'm here. Bring me in. Let me help you with what you are dealing with. And that is why I'm here. That is my job. That is my expertise. That's why I'm here professionally. But I can only help you as far as you will communicate with me and be transparent about me, with me about what's going on. So use me as a resource because I am here literally as your hired resource. But I can only help as far as you allow me to help. Now, again, I sent this through WhatsApp audio and I could see that she had listened to the message, but she did not respond to my message. The next time that I heard her name, that she didn't respond to the message, there's nothing else that I could do because she wasn't responding to me. Next time I heard her name, I was getting a text message. I was actually out at a event and I got a text message in the middle of the afternoon on a Saturday from a different colleague who I know, who knows both of us. And she said, Dre, I don't know if you heard, but this person who I'm referring to, she died the other day. I didn't know if anybody told you. And I'm like, what? She died? She's not 70 years old. How she died? She's like 30. How she died? And I called this person who had sent me the text message. And I said, well, what do you mean she died? What happened? And she told me she had committed suicide. And I wrote an article about this in February of 2024. It's on my website. If you go to dreallday.com/blog, make sure you put the www in there. You can see the article. It's titled, She Killed Herself. That's literally the title of the article. So if you want to read it, you can see it. And suicide and its prevention, to wrap up this intro here, these are not my areas of expertise, which you probably know, but I am going to give you the best 3 points that I can give you on this subject if you or someone you know may be in this position, because I know people. As a matter of fact, I know right off the top of my head, 1, 2, 3, I know at least 4 people who I know personally, who I could call them on the phone right now, and they likely would answer the phone within 2 rings, who do work with people regarding suicide prevention, helping people, talking them through if they are having suicidal thoughts and things like this. So if I was ever working with someone and they told me they were feeling suicidal, I would, you know, talk to them as much as I could. But I would say, you know what? I know someone who could help you even better than I could. Hold on a second. Let me get them on the phone or let me reach out to them. And if they tell me it's okay, I'm going to give them your number and I'm going to have them call you and talk to you. I know at least 4 people on a, again, direct first name basis who would take that call and would do that if I asked them to do it. So what I want to talk about here today, even though this is not my area of expertise, the best 3 things I can give you from my perspective, if you or someone you know is dealing with this situation. Point number one, topic once again today is a client of mine committed suicide. Again, no joke. Point number one, relationships matter. They matter. And when I say relationships, I don't mean social media relationships or your followers on Instagram. What I mean is real relationships with real people who really care about you and would really listen if you had something to share with them. So when I tell you I know 4 people who would get on the phone and talk to a person who told me they were suicidal, these are people who I really know, who I've had real conversations with and real interactions with in real life, not just through DMs or emails, people who I really know. And these relationships do matter. This is one of the reasons why you hear me talk about being outside. I talk about this a lot. When I was talking to my neighbor earlier today, the woman who told me that she was about to go through a divorce, one of the things we were talking about was I was telling her how I have people who I work with who are not just doing online business. They're not just on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram. I said, I work with people who have brick and mortar businesses, people who I know here in South Florida, Miami, people who I met in person. And that's how we started our relationship, not through the internet. And I said, this is the reason why you see me outside all the time. And I am often outside. I don't have a dog. She has a dog. She was walking her dog. And people who have pets are often outside because they need to walk their pets. But I'm outside all the time and I don't have a pet. And I didn't even have my son with me at the time. And I said, this is why you see me outside all the time, because being outside is strategically one of the things that I do to, I meet people by being outside. I do it on purpose. I'm not going outside just because I like fresh air. I do. But that's not the only reason. Is because I meet people, people meet me, people get familiar with me. And that is part of the strategy for me doing the business that I do, is I need to be seen. I need to be known. People need to know that I exist. If they don't know me, then nothing else can happen. So relationships matter, folks. Real relationships. And I'm talking about people who, if you had something to share with them, they would really listen to you. I don't mean talk to you, but listen to you. And these people, when you consider that criteria, are truly few and far between. It is not everyone who smiles at you when they see you or waves at you when you walk by in the morning. Those aren't real relationships. A real relationship, they are necessary, both for you and for the other person. Because if you're ever in a space when you feel like you need to talk to someone, usually the number of people who you would even consider speaking to, you can probably count on one hand. If you had a real situation that you really needed to just talk to someone, you don't need them to do anything, you just need to talk to someone. How many people would you actually talk to who you think would actually listen to you? You could probably count them on one hand who would listen. I don't mean they can do something, but would actually listen. Who are those people for you? And again, since you can count them on one hand, you probably already know who they are. Whoever those people are, maintain those relationships, because all of us go through things in life. And often you don't know what another person is going through. And they may not even be willing to tell you, because look, you might not be one of those people on that one hand that they would want to talk to for whatever reason, for whatever reason. Maybe you think you are worthy of that, but maybe they don't see you as that type of person. Maybe they just don't have you in that. They don't have you categorized in that way in their head. And that's completely fine. That's their choice. But you need to know who those people are for you, and you need to maintain those relationships, because if and when you need it, you want to have somebody you can talk to. Because if you feel like you don't have anyone to talk to and you're going through something and you don't know what else you can do on your own, but you have no one to talk to about, well, what other options do you have? Then you might end up in a space where this client of mine was in. And from what I understand, suicide is a very rampant thing. It happens a lot, maybe more than it even seems like it happens in the world, period. So the facts about suicide from the Center for Disease Control. They said in the year 2021, 48,000 people die by suicide. That means every 11 minutes, there is a person dying by suicide. That's crazy. Every 11 minutes. And they say many adults that seriously think about suicide, 12.3 million seriously think about it. I don't know how they got that stat, but let's say 12.3 million think about it. 3.5 million, so about one out of every four people who think about it seriously actually make a plan to do it. And then out of that 3.5, half of them actually attempt suicide. So not all of them are successful, because only, as I said, 48,000 people died by suicide in 2021 at 1.7 million attempts. So a lot of them, their suicides are not going through, luckily. And there are many stories I've heard of people who tried to kill themselves, but they live to tell the story. But that's still a lot of people. Every 11 minutes, somebody's committing suicide. So I've been talking for just the recording alone, 18 minutes here, and adding in the intro, that means two people have committed suicide just in the time that I've been talking right now here today. All right, those relationships matter, because when we feel like we're at the end of our rope and there's nowhere else to go, then we will figure something out. It's often just not something that's very healthy or serving for us. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com. And get my emails directly to your inbox every day, free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. You know what is the biggest thing that separates the high-level performers from everyone else out there? It is not talent. It is not hard work. It is not resources. It is not knowledge. It is not skill. It is the fact that they have a process and a strategy for how to show up and give their best effort, even on the days when they don't feel like being at work. Has any of you ever had one of those days? Has any of you having one of those days right now? That day is called the third day. We put a label on it and we describe exactly what it is in my new book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs. In this book, I will not only describe to you what the third day is, but I will help you create a formula for yourself for you to show up and give your best effort, even on those days when you don't even feel like going to work. In that book, you're going to become a professional and no longer be an amateur. I'll give you a free copy of it. As a matter of fact, all you have to do is cover the shipping. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Again, thirddaybook.com. Point number two, today's topic, once again, is a client committed suicide. Number two, talk to someone. This is why you need relationships. So you have someone to talk to. And even if you don't have the relationships, you can still talk to someone, even if there's no relationship there, because Well, what other options do you have? Now, all of us, as I said, we have our things that we go through in life. And we all deal with our things differently. I talked about this in episode number 1663 of this very show, where I talked about the shit sandwich that all of us have to eat in life. It was 1663, your favorite flavor of shit sandwich. We all go through shit in our lives, whatever it may be. Everybody listen to this. Some of you may be going through some shit that's pretty deep right now while you are listening to this episode. Now, some of us are the type to internalize the shit that we deal with. We basically internalize the shit, stuff we don't want. We transmute that energy. Basically, we turn it into something that we can actually use productively. And we come back a different person because of that situation. I put myself in that category. I take a challenging situation or something that I don't want. I take the energy of that situation, because remember that law of conservation of energy says energy is neither created nor destroyed. It merely transfers from one object to another. So the energy of frustration, sadness, disappointment, anger, whatever, from a situation that you don't want does not disappear. It just either you let it out in some way that may not be useful for you, or you transmute it and turn it into something that is useful for you. I channel that energy into something internally through an internal process. And then I use that energy in doing something else, like creating the material that I've created in Work On Your Game, or playing sports, or being an athlete, or whatever it is that I'm looking to do. I put myself in that category, but not everyone does things this way. We all deal with things differently. Other people, on the other hand, they tend to externalize their shit, like sharing it with others, letting other people know what they're going through. And they get their energy from sharing and being heard and seen by others, letting other people see what they're going through and just knowing that they're being recognized as they are and with what they're going through, not judged, but recognized. My client was the type of person to externalize her shit. She would externalize it because we would get on coaching calls and we would spend 20 minutes her telling me about what she was going through in her divorce proceedings, processes, and what was happening, and her just venting to me, letting me know what was going on. She wasn't saying it in a nasty way. She never really bashed her estranged husband, but she was letting me know that it was a very challenging thing, trying to put on a positive face in the process of going through all this stuff. But at the same time, it was stuff. It was shit. It wasn't even stuff. It was shit that she was going through. I don't remember her cursing, but I would have labeled it shit. She probably would have called it stuff. But these people who externalize, they like to share, and they get their energy from sharing and being heard and seen by other people. And again, she was this type of person, but she was apparently so deep in her own shit that she was tired of externalizing it, or didn't want to externalize anymore, because she had told me plenty about what was going on. And I guess she just got tired of doing that. And from what I could gather from others who I know who knew her, she had pretty much stopped communicating with damn near everyone over the last few weeks before she passed away, that she had just decided, I'm not going to communicate with anyone anymore. And she kind of retreated into a shell. And then again, the next thing we heard, she had passed away. So having someone to talk to and feeling like you can talk to someone, especially if you're the type who likes to externalize your thoughts and feelings, this is important. Have you ever wondered why so many people have big goals and big dreams for themselves and they work hard every single day, yet they never reach their goals? You ever wondered about that? I have. And I found out the reason why this happens is because most people never ask themselves a key third question, which is, who do I need to be while I'm doing what I'm doing, so that I can have what I want to have? You see, if you never fix your mindset and the way that you're thinking about a situation and the way you think about yourself and the way you see yourself in the mirror, then it doesn't matter what you do and it doesn't matter what you want. You will never get there because you simply have an inaccurate formula. I wrote the book called The Mirror of Motivation, which addresses this first question, who do I need to be? And when you answer that question, then when you do what you need to do, it will produce the outcomes of you having what you want to have. If that sounds like it might be the missing link in your process, and let me let you know, it is the missing link in your process, go to mirrorofmotivation.com. All you do is cover the shipping, and I'm gonna give you a free copy of that book physically mailed to your doorstep. Again, mirrorofmotivation.com, so you can be who you need to be, then do what you need to do, and then you're gonna have what you wanna have in your life. mirrorofmotivation.com. Point number three. Today's topic, once again, is a client committed suicide. Number three, reach out to your people. Who are your people? Who are the friends you haven't talked to in some time? Who are the family members who you care about but don't often speak to? What about the successful people in your life who seem to have all their stuff together the most? They may be the ones who most need someone to listen to them. So again, you don't know what other people are going through, because often people don't talk about what they're going through because people who they would talk about, what's really happening are people who they can count on one hand. You might not be one of those people. But if you just reach out to someone and say, hey, I just wanted to reach out to you and say hello, hope everything's going well, just wanted to let you know I'm available. If you just want to talk or say hello back or whatever it is, however you reach out to people. And I have a few people I know who do that every now and then. Most of the people I know, all good people, but most of them aren't that type. But I know a few who are that type. They'll send me a message randomly out of the blue. Say, hey, Dre, I was just thinking about you. I just wanted to send this message to you, let you know I appreciate you. Just saying what's up. Hope everything's going good. It'll just be that short. And that kind of message that you send to people may be the lifeline that they need to feel like they're being heard, that they're being seen, that they're recognized. And that could save them from doing something tragic to themselves. Because the person who you think would never have a problem might be the person with the biggest problem right now. You never know. So this person who I'm speaking of today, as I said, was a highly accomplished individual, socially accomplished, professionally accomplished, academically accomplished, financially accomplished. They had achieved at a high level in all these areas. They were the type of person who I'm talking about when I say who I'm looking for in Work On Your Game University. They are the type of person who I'm looking for. They are already achieving and they want to achieve more. Now, those are the kind of people I like working with. They were the type of person who most people would look at and assume that this person doesn't need any help. So they probably help everybody else, right? That person. But they were not okay. From the outside looking in, they looked okay. But on the inside, they were not okay. And we know that now. So you can assume that someone's in a good space, but it's better to trust and verify is what we call it in the business world. I have an assistant who works for me. I have audio people who work on this very show, this episode here. And what you do whenever you have people working for you is what we call trust and verify. That means you give people a job and you trust that they're going to do their job, but you verify that they actually did it. Because just in case they didn't do it, you can catch it. That's what it means. Trust and verify. I trust you're going to do your job, but I'm also going to verify that you did your job just to make sure. Because ultimately, you got to be sure. Not just trusting, but being sure. So reach out to people and talk to them. Simple as that. You never know what someone's going through that they are not speaking about. And it might be deeper than you think. And you just recognizing them, even though you may not be the one they ultimately talk to about it, that could be enough to keep them from, again, doing something that you wouldn't want them to do to themselves if it's a person who you care about. That's it. Let's recap today's class, which says a client committed suicide. I'm not going to recap the story. I already told you the story at the beginning here, just the points. Number one, relationships matter. And I don't mean social media relationships or followers on Instagram. I mean real relationships with real people who you've met in real life. This is the reason why everyone, even those of you who are big internet users and social media users, you need to get off your couch, get out of your house, and actually go meet people in real life. You need real relationships, what we call pressing the flesh. That means shaking hands with a person. You need to make real relationships with real people. These matter. Point number two, talk to someone. All of us have our shit that we go through, the shit sandwich that you have to eat, and we all deal with it differently. And when we feel like we have no way of dealing with our own shit, we want to talk to another person and we don't feel like we have anyone to talk to, then we're at the end of our rope and these kind of things can happen. And point number three, reach out to your people. Who are your people? Your friends, your family members, people who you are cool with. You've seen them today. Everything will be great, but you haven't talked to them in a while. You never reach out to them. You never call them. You don't call them. They don't call you unless one of you needs something. How about you actually be a real friend to a person and just reach out to them even if you don't need anything? Just to make sure everything is going good. Everything is going well. And again, sometimes it's the person who is the most accomplished, who seems that they don't need anything. They're the person who needs it the most. Keep that in mind here today. And what I will give you as a call to action here, reach out to five people who you know, who you don't need anything from them. They probably don't need anything from you. You never know. You don't know what they need. Let's say you don't need anything from them. Just reach out to them, send them a message. It could be a text message. It could be an audio message. This is what a lot of people will do, send an audio message. I'm going to do it when I get off this call right here. I mean, off this recording right here. Just an audio message. Hey, person, I was just thinking about you. I just wanted to say hello. Hope everything's going great. Hope your business is going well. Hope your season, your career, whatever is going good. And just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Hope everything's good. Talk to you soon. 15 seconds. You could do that for five people. And that, number one, will stimulate your relationships. Number two, one of those five people at least is going to reach back to you and they may have something to say or something to share or something they want to do that would not have happened had you not reached out to them. And number three is going to help you feel a whole lot better because you're reaching out and actually building and nurturing a relationship, which is, and you've heard me talk about this before, relationships are the most valuable thing you can have in life. It is not your money. It is not your business. It's not the assets you create or the stocks that you own or how much money you made last month. It is your relationships. Nobody gets to the end of their lives and said, I wish I had bought more stock. I wish I had sold more courses. They say, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends, whoever they are. That's what matters most in life. When you're on your deathbed dying, what's going to matter is who's in the room with you. Who are those people for you? Make sure you text me, so you're in my text community. My number's down below in the description. And workonyourgameuniversity.com. That is the place where you get to work with me directly. You want to have me as your direct coach, that's where it happens. Again, workonyourgameuniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions, you can share challenges with me, you are messaging me directly, you can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. Do you know what the number one key is for you to advance and get to a higher level from where you are right now? It is not for you to work harder, wake up earlier, or go to sleep later. No, it is for you to get the right insight. In other words, to ask yourself the right questions. These questions are usually questions that you don't have the answer to, but dealing with those questions opens the door for you getting to that next level that you want to reach. How do you get help with this? By getting coaching, by getting around other people who can see things that you don't see, who have perceptions and insights that you don't have. This is why coaching is as valuable as it is. And this is why higher level performers always invest in coaching. The best way you can do that from here is to go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That is the only place I offer coaching, the only place I work with anyone directly. You just go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. You can see all your options for getting involved with us and engaging and having someone coaching you so that you can take yourself to that next level again through insight, not just through effort. Again, it's workonyourgameuniversity.com.